The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has joined more than 3,800 other organizations to express their displeasure with a new proposal from the Treasury Department. NCBA was party to a letter sent to Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew last week. The letter addresses some proposed minority discount rules. Mark Mazur with the Treasury Department says the changes would close a tax loophole that some taxpayers use to understate the value of assets for estate and gift purposes. Danielle Beck, NCBA's Director of Government Affairs, sees it differently.
In August, the IRS issued proposed rules that would eliminate valuation discount planning and increase the estate tax and gift taxes by 30% or more on family-owned businesses. And ultimately, the bottom line, all you need to know is this would result in fewer family businesses surviving from one generation to the next.
Beck told WNAX the proposed changes have the attention of Congress.
Representative Davidson, who's fairly new, he took over John Boehner's seat. He introduced a bill almost immediately. It's H.R. 6100, and that would prevent IRS from moving forward with the regulations. And there are already 60 co-sponsors for that bill. And this past week, the Senate followed suit. Senators Rubio, Moran, and Flake introduced S-3436, and it's the exact same language as the bill.
Capitol Hill has also been sending correspondence of its own.
Senator Stoon, Hatch, and then 39 other Republican senators, so 41 in total, sent a letter to the IRS, also requesting that they withdraw their proposed regulation. The House is working on a similar letter right now, so we're hoping that, you know, by weekend we'll have a good idea of what that looks like and who's agreed to sign on.
The organizations call it one of the most sweeping changes to estate tax policies in the last 25 years. They're worried about potential loss of jobs and the threatened ability to pass businesses on to the next generation. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.